Hey guys, hope you can see me just fine. It is 4 o'clock straight up, and I am live streaming from the Cleaning for a Reason headquarters near Dallas, Texas, in a suburb of Dallas. And I'm also live broadcasting on the Zen Made Mastermind Group. Zen Made is owned by Amar Ghosh, and it was one of our sponsors last year. Let me mute this down here a little bit and get it on silent. And he has an open group for cleaning business owners to join. And so I thought I would jump on and broadcast live in his group. He's invited me to broadcast anytime I'd like, as well as on the Zoom link with our Cleaning for Reason partners from around the country. So let me take the... let's see here. There we go. Okay, I've taken off my screen share, and I just wanted to give everybody a couple of minutes to jump in and join us live. If you are on Facebook, would you just type in, tell me where you are watching from? Where are you? Are you in Canada or Nebraska or Florida or Texas? Where are you joining us from? If you're on the Zoom link, hopefully you downloaded the app to your phone, or you, of course, open the Zoom link on your PC or Mac or whatever. If you're on the Zoom link, just click on that little chat bubble. There's a little chat bubble in the Zoom link, and you can type in a greeting. And I see Gigi is here from Naples, Florida. And we have Carmen from Chicago. Let's see who am I missing over here. Hopefully I'm using my phone to read my Facebook comments because it's hard to flip back and forth. I'm techno challenged. We see Minnesota and Wenatchee and Southern California. Let's see, El Paso, howdy neighbor, like my Texans here. We see Michigan. Julie is from Michigan. We see Jacksonville, Florida, Vermont. Oh, my goodness, Naples. Let's see, I already said Naples. Who else have I missed? Kansas over here on Facebook in the Zen Made group. I see Angel from Kansas. I got to love that name, Angel. It's just a beautiful name. All righty, who do we have? Ernesto. Hey, Ernesto, how are you? So we had El Paso, Texas, Minnesota. Let's see, who else am I missing? We have Houston, Texas. Howdy, Houston. And Portland, Oregon, Los Angeles, California. I am going to be in Los Angeles in December, I think. Let's see. Hey, Barbara from New Rochelle, New York. Did I say that right, Mike? New Rochelle. And we have Brunswick, Georgia. Let's see, who else do we have here? Brunswick, Maine, over here on Facebook. And, of course, Lisa. Hey, Lisa, where are you from? The Atlanta, Georgia area. Philadelphia, we've got Philadelphia on here. Well, we've got a great representation from around the U.S. Do we have anybody from another country? I don't think I've seen Canada yet. Heidi says, howdy. And LaSalle, Illinois. Bonnie is from New Jersey. We have Arvada, Colorado. Peoria, Arizona. We have Ohio. And Carmen says, I'll see you October 3rd. That's right, for my own personal event coming up. Parker, Colorado, Lake City, Utah. And then, all right, Judith, finally, we have somebody from Canada. We have Calgary. Fantastic. And over here we have, hey, Melinda, great to see you. And St. Lucia. Where is St. Lucia? Where is that, one of the islands? Caribbean. Is that the Caribbean? Is that... the British Virgin Islands, one of those, or anyway, St. Lucia. All I know is it sounds fun. And Stacy from Chicago. So anyway, greetings to everyone. If you are joining us because you received an email from the Cleaning for a Reason Network, or if you're joining us because you saw the invitation just to join us live on the Facebook group, thank you so much for being here. I hope you enjoy our time together. I will probably take the time to answer a few questions at the end, and I may not be able to answer questions while I'm doing this presentation, but I will do my best to inspire you and help you build your cleaning empire. And how to build, what are the steps that are followed to build a seven-figure business, especially in the cleaning industry. So I thought I would share some of those tips with you today and share some incredibly exciting upcoming events, things you need to know about, things you need to mark your calendar and participate in. If you're from the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex, make sure you stay on the whole time because we have an amazing little networking event we're doing at my office right here in the Dallas area in Lewisville. If you're from Dallas, you know where that is, from 7 to 9 p.m. tomorrow night. And I will tell you a little bit more about that. But I'm going to do a little mini clinic, a branding and brand positioning mini clinic. We'll have appetizers, cocktails, free giveaways. We're going to be giving you a voucher worth hundreds of dollars in cleaning products. You'll hear about a chance to win a vacuum cleaner. And we're just going to do some great networking right here in the Metroplex at my office, the home headquarters of Speed Cleaning and the Buckets and Bows Maid Service. So that's tomorrow night, Thursday, if you're in the Metroplex. Just put whatever you're doing aside and come join us. You can come straight from work because it's at 7 p.m. And even with traffic, you can be there by 7 just about anywhere in the Fort Worth, Dallas Metroplex. And we're going to feed you, so you don't have to stop for dinner. So put that on your calendar tomorrow night, 7 to 9 p.m. And we'll give you more details. But if you want to RSVP now, and I'll tell you a little more about it in a minute, but if you want to RSVP now, let us know you're coming. Lucy@cleaningforreason.org and put in the subject line RSVP. Lucy@cleaningforreason.org. So some of you are thinking, okay, who is this lady talking to me? Okay, I am Debbie Sardone, and I am the founder of Cleaning for a Reason. Many of you know that Cleaning for a Reason was merged with ISSA Charities last year in June, and so many exciting things have been happening. In fact, I'm going to introduce you to a very special guest here in just a little bit. But so many things have been happening for Cleaning for a Reason because of the merge with ISSA. ISSA Charities is a nonprofit, so our nonprofit merged with their nonprofit. And what that means is we've been able to expand our reach. You know, when I started the organization over 12 years ago, we were limited to free cleanings for women who are battling cancer. But because of the help and the inspiration and the leadership of ISSA, we've already expanded that mission. People have been asking us to do that for years. And now, any person, any family that is battling cancer can receive free house cleaning during their struggle with cancer. And so they still go on and apply just like they've always done at cleaningforreason.org. Cleaning services, we still need you to join and participate in giving back, but it's not limited to women anymore. It can be a family whose child is battling cancer. It can be a family whose husband or mother is battling cancer or father. So that is already one exciting thing that has happened as a result of the merge with ISSA, the Worldwide Cleaning Association. And then one more exciting thing because of the merge with ISSA, because of our new beginnings with that incredible organization, ISSA is holding their convention, their national convention and trade show in Dallas, Texas this year. That happens to be coincidence, which is the headquarters of Cleaning for a Reason. And so they're hosting a amazing fundraising party with a purpose event on Monday night, October 29th, right before the show kicks off on Tuesday. And so if you're anywhere near the Dallas area, or it doesn't matter where you are in the country, and you have never attended the ISSA trade show, imagine if you own a cleaning company, this is like being dropped in the middle of heaven because it's all the cleaning supplies and equipment you could ever imagine and connections with cleaning related businesses, and you'll just absolutely love it. So I'll tell you a little bit more about how you can participate, and especially If you've never attended before as a Cleaning for Reason partner, there's a special invitation, or as a first timer. You've never attended the convention. You are not a part of ARCSI already. We have a very special event that's happening on Monday, October 29th. I'm going to tell you about. So you'll get to connect with that here in just a few minutes. So hang in there and stay till the end. Plus, I have somebody I want to introduce you to in just a few minutes. So why am I doing this teleseminar? Usually once a month or every other month, Cleaning for Reason will host a teleseminar to help our cleaning partners do better in business, to do well in business by doing good. And that's really part of the mission, is we want to help you do well in business, because if you do well, you'll have more energy, more resources to do good. And you're more likely to sign up to serve more patients, not less, if we help you grow your business. And so some of you know me and my background. I was the first female president at ARCSI. And during that time period, I was inspired because of the incredible educational opportunities and the motivation that you receive by coming together with your cleaning industry peers and professionals once a year. And you think about your business and you work on your business and you get out of the day-to-day grind. And I was in that environment. I was immersed in that environment. I became their ARCSI's first female president. And during that period of time, I became inspired to launch this nonprofit, Cleaning for a Reason. I do not believe Cleaning for a Reason would have ever existed if ARCSI and ISSA had not existed. This is where I got the idea, where I got the inspiration, where I got the motivation, where I got the support. And so as a business owner, we have to step outside of what we do every single day, either answering phones and going on sales calls or going out and cleaning the jobs. We've got to step outside of those day-to-day activities and focus on our business if we ever want to build that seven-figure empire. So years ago, I was able to get my business to that seven-figure level. And then I had several years of drought where I was struggling and it was going backwards, and I was losing my business after I had built it up so large. Then I found ARCSI and I solved many of those problems through the help of mentors and trainers and seminars and a peer community to hold me accountable and to help me solve problems instead of react to problems, which is what I had been doing. And so I grew personally and professionally because of the environment I immersed myself in. And this was an environment of just getting away from my business and focusing on what I want. I now have a $3 million empire, which in the residential community is unprecedented, right? There's very few cleaning companies, less than 2% of us even hit $1 million. And with all of my businesses, consulting, the speed cleaning business, and the residential business, we do nearly $3 million, $1.5 million alone as a residential cleaning company, $1.5 million alone. And it's 100% freedom-based business. So I have a training course where I teach cleaning business owners all over the country, all over the world, literally, 3 years to seven figures and seven figures to freedom. Well, that's not necessarily easy to achieve, but it's also not complicated to achieve. It's not complicated. And nothing's easy, so I've never implied that, oh, well, it was simple. The concepts are relatively simple, but obviously business is hard. It always will be. Anybody who's in business understands. So I'm not going to underestimate the amount of work that we put in to build something great. But if you have a system, if you have a formula, if you have a process to build something great, it doesn't really matter where you are or who you are. It's not about, wow, she must have some extra talents and gifts. I don't. I'm just like you. I just happen to be following some steps that lead to success. And many, many of those steps I learned at ISSA and ARCSI. I learned those steps at conferences and seminars and by reading books and so forth. So I wanted to share some things with you today about how you do build a seven-figure empire. How does that happen? How does somebody who is cleaning houses at age 22, which was me, just for some fun money, build this seven-figure freedom-based business? How is that possible? And I will tell you, it is not just unique talent. It's just by following a series of steps. And success leaves clues. And if you pick up on those clues, then you can begin to follow the steps that will lead you to greater levels of success. And maybe for you, it's a six-figure business. Maybe for you, it's a freedom-based business. You don't want to grow big, but you want to have quality of life, and you don't have either right now. You know, everybody defines their own success. It's not defined by me. It's defined by you. But if you're not satisfied with where your business is, look for the clues that success leads and follow those. They're almost always simple and not complicated. Rarely are the steps complicated. In fact, that's usually a clue you're going in the wrong direction. When it's complicated, in all likelihood, you're going in the wrong direction. So let me share my screen with you. And let me just get this up real quick. And if you are watching on, let's see here, let me pull up my computer. If you're watching either live or on the Zoom link, you should be able to see my screen here in just a second. And let me share that. Just didn't want you to be looking at a box while I was talking. And so I wanted to share some concepts with you that I've learned along the way. And many of these I've learned because I was a part of ARCSI and ISSA. And I know if you understand some of the most powerful steps to success, that once you start following those steps, you will be more successful this time next year than you are today. If you do the same things you've been doing for the last 5 years and you haven't moved in 5 years, then you will probably be in the same place this time next year if you continue to do the same things. So follow some clues to success. Follow some steps. And let me share some of those with you real quick. All righty. Let's see. Hopefully you guys can see my screen. And I'll move the little picture over here. And let me get rid of that. All righty. So I am writing a book called Made for More, of course. And success leaves clues. So let's talk a little bit about some of those clues. And let's see if I can get my screen to move. All righty. So how to build a seven-figure income or empire, excuse me. It could be a seven-figure income, but how to build a seven-figure empire so that you can succeed more, have more, and live more. You know, success, like I said, is defined by you, not by me. Maybe it isn't seven figures. Maybe it's six. Maybe it's just being home by 5 p.m. instead of working till 7 or 8 o'clock at night. You know, you define your own success. But we want success, number one, because it feels good to succeed. We just want to succeed more. It's personal gratification. But we also want to have more. You know, why work so hard if we don't have anything? Part of being successful is to be able to have more, whether it's to have more time with your family, or if it's to have finally the home you've always wanted, or the car you've wanted to drive, or to be able to take a vacation with your family. We do want to have more, but mostly because we want to live more. We want to live more. We want to be successful because we want to live the way we want to live, not by the way that the job is dictating us to live. And so I want you to, can you guys see my screen? I don't know if it's advancing or not. Let's see here. One of the things that I recently was looking at some statistics online on Google, and what I found was in the top 5%, because you always hear about this on the news, the top 5%, you know, the top 5%. When you look at the top 5%. What I found really incredibly interesting was to make it into the top 5% by the IRS's standards. An individual, not a household, but an individual, the minimum threshold to qualify in the United States to be in the top 5% is around $159,000 a year. And so that was a lot lower threshold than I imagined. Whenever I speak at conferences and I ask the question, what do you think qualifies a person to be in the top 5%? Most of the people will raise their hand and their answer will be something like millions or a billion or you know, 500,000 or 10 million. That's usually the answers that I get when I ask people, what does it take to be considered in the top 5%? Because did you know the top 5% in the US make four times more than everybody else? The top 5% makes four times more than everybody else. But that four times more in this country to be in the top 5% is not a billion. It's not a million. It's not 2 million or 5 million or 3 million. And a single individual makes it into the top 5% if they're averaging $159,000 a year, a gross adjusted gross income, according to the IRS. When you hear that number, it doesn't seem so far away and so unachievable. I remember when I first joined the ARCSI, there were very few of us that were at $1 million. Most of the people we met were below $500,000. And there were just one or two of us that were a part of the organization at that time that were hitting the $1 million mark within our businesses. Now, since we've been talking about those numbers and how to reach them and what those numbers are and how many customers it takes to be $1 million maid service, now there are more cleaning companies as a part of ARCSI and Cleaning for a Reason that have hit that top 5% bracket income earners and seven-figure businesses. It's pretty amazing when you know the number, especially when you feel like it's more achievable than you ever dreamed. It makes it emotionally a goal that you feel like I could possibly reach if I just made the steps to reaching the goal and joining that top 5%. Success leaves clues. And if you are constantly looking for those clues and you pick up a little here and a little there, a little here and a little there, you will be better every single day. One of my favorite little tools, it's a very old-fashioned tool. It's really just a ledger, but it's called the Beat Yesterday Book. And a man who designed this, this was before the internet, designed this for businesses, and the people who used to buy his ledger from him were the presidents and the CEOs, the founders of like Neiman Marcus and JCPenney. Trying to remember some of the other places that all of us have heard of, Sam Walton of Walmart. They all had the Beat Yesterday book. And it was little tiny concepts that this gentleman taught about tracking and measuring and putting a number down in this ledger and looking at it every day and having a goal that just simply says, I just want to beat yesterday. Too many of us want success. We want it all right now. Otherwise, we're frustrated. I want to be a $1 million maid service next year. You know what? When you follow those little steps to success, those clues that are left, all you have to do is beat yesterday every single day. Just every single day, just beat yesterday. And sometimes we just bite off more than we can chew, and then we get discouraged when we don't reach our goals. So one of the things that I found, there's five things I'm going to share with you. And one of the things that I found is if you want to build a big business, if you want to achieve high levels of success, extraordinary success, not average success, you have to be different. We need to be different. It's too easy to be like everybody else. In fact, it comes natural to be like everybody else. That is the most natural, normal thing on the planet, is to be just like everybody else. We need to be different. We can't copy what everybody else is doing and then expect the results to be completely different, because everybody else is in that bottom 95%, right? Everybody else is there. So the first principle to being successful is be okay with being different. Where do you spend your time? What do you do after hours? What do you do on a plane? You know what? The majority of the people I see on an airplane when they're traveling are playing solitaire or watching videos. What are the different people doing? They're studying, they're reading books on how to succeed. They're reading self-help books. I know I can't wait to get on a plane with my hard copy paper books, the old-fashioned way, with my yellow highlighter and my pen. And I am spending my time reading a branding book or a marketing book or a sales training book or anything I can get my hands on to improve myself instead of playing a game. I want to be different. I don't want to do what everybody else is doing. How do you spend your time? You know, I was thinking about a networking event that I attend a couple times a month when I'm in town and I have a chance. And everybody in the room does the same thing. And you might be guilty of this too. You might hear your own business right here. Everybody's doing the same thing. nobody's doing anything different because doing things differently is kind of awkward and uncomfortable. So one stands up and says, a good referral for me today is, right? And they start talking about how you can refer them, you know, or they talk about their coupon or their discount so you can buy from them. And everybody kind of does the same version of that. You know, you meet somebody after the networking meeting, the insurance guy, and he's never met you before. And he comes up and he says, hey, hello, my name is so-and-so, and I'm with ABC Insurance Company. I'd sure like to sit down and have a conversation with you and take a look at your policy, right? I just met you and I want to sell you something. How do we be different? You know, what can you do different in that environment? I remember one gentleman, he would do different every time. He had a social media business and he could have stood up and done what the other social media strategists do. And that is pitch everybody, right? You know, I'm the best and I know CEO and we do this and we do that and call us and we give you 10% off as a chamber. But he would simply stand up. He would be different from everybody else at every networking event. And he would stand up and give a tip on how you can improve your results as you do your own social media. He would just give a tip. He was giving. He wasn't taking. He wasn't saying, I can do that for you. We can post for you for a fee, blah, blah, blah. He would say, here's what you can do to gain 5 more customers this week on social media. He would just give and give and give. And he was one of the most popular. And his speeches, his 30-second speeches were usually very memorable. People would be talking about it after the break. They would say things like, that's such a good idea. I never knew I should do that. He was doing different. He's one of the most successful social media strategists in our group, especially with all the competing businesses that are in the group. What are you doing different? So I'm gonna tell you what you could do different tomorrow night in terms of networking if you want to come. This leads me to our Let's Flamingle tomorrow night. If you happen to be in Dallas or in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex, plan on coming out to Lewisville and meeting me and our executive director, Mike Geese. He happens to be here. So Mike, if you want to hop on over here, I'm going to stop sharing my screen for just 1 minute. Mike Geese is the executive director. Come on in here, Mike. Hey there.
Hi, everybody.
This is the executive director for ISSA Charities. He is now leading Cleaning for a Reason, which I'm so thrilled to get to be a part of his leadership. And I asked him to come and say a few words, and hopefully we'll see you tomorrow night at the Flamingle networking event.
Well, yes. Thanks, Debbie, for those nice words. We're so excited at ISSA, the worldwide cleaning industry, and the ISSA Charities, which is the charitable arm of ISSA. And we're so excited to be connected to Cleaning for a Reason, this organization that Debbie founded years ago and that many of you have participated in over the years. And our vision is to take all of the wonderful work that has been done by all of you to get the organization to where it is today. And today, when we look back, we see that in 10 or 12 years, our 1,200 cleaning partners have cleaned over 30,000 homes for women who are in cancer treatment. And that has a commercial value exceeding $10 million. And those are incredible numbers. And as we look forward, we want to go and take that and see what we can do to bring that up in size, scale, and scope and impact, and just grow that across the country. There are as many as 500,000 homes a year where someone gets a cancer diagnosis and enters treatment. And we want to be able to serve those people. And we need all of you to be involved. And so thank you for everything you've done over the years. And we look forward to more and more together. Thank you. Thanks, Debbie.
Thanks, Mike. Thank you so much. So I asked him to come sneak around the corner here and join me. He flew in from Chicago. We had some meetings this morning. I actually got to see the new Cleaning for Reason headquarters for the very first time. It's absolutely beautiful. I'm sitting here in Lucy's office, and they just did a really great job moving into a new headquarters because we had a fire at our old location. And so Mike came in to have some meetings and some planning strategies. We have some really exciting things that are going to be happening. And if you're in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex and there's any way possible, you can make it tomorrow night between 7 and 9. We're going to feed you. We're going to drink you. We're going to provide you with some cocktails. And if you can come, we're going to share an exciting opportunity for you as a local Cleaning for a Reason partner to get some amazing media attention for your business in October. And we're going to share that with you tomorrow night. This will be literally, for some of you, this will be an unprecedented opportunity for you to get your business front and center in the media in October. And we're going to help you with that because we have a very special event that we're going to tell you all about that you could participate in October. And that's all of our local Cleaning for a Reason partners in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. So do come tomorrow night to learn more about that opportunity. Plus, you're going to get a voucher for hundreds of dollars worth of cleaning products. So some pretty exciting things. Now, before I keep going with how to build the seven-figure empire, I want to thank a few of our sponsors because without our loyal, faithful sponsors, Cleaning for a Reason would not have existed. It just would not have happened. And we have so many of our amazing cleaning partners all around the United States. If you are a Cleaning for a Reason partner, I want you to post in the chat, either on Facebook in the comments or on Zoom in the chat box. I want you to post, if you're a Cleaning for a Reason partner, just say, yes, I am, if you are a Cleaning for a Reason partner. Yes, I am, if you are a Cleaning for a Reason partner, because we want to thank you and recognize you. You know, sometimes I feel like I get too much of the credit because I happen to start the program, but the credit all goes to our Cleaning for a Reason partners because you are the hardworking boots on the ground who are literally in their homes for those patients helping and serving. And that is really your gift of love from your heart. So even though I oftentimes get the media interviews, you are truly the reason we even exist. So, okay, I see some people saying, yes, we are. And that would be Teresa and Dawn. Absolutely. Who else? Mari. And let's see. Oh, Barbara says, new partner made right in New Rochelle, brand new partner. Gabby says, yes, I am. That is so awesome. So many of my Cleaning Business Fundamentals members are partners because you know I talk about it in the trainings. So Gabby and Julie and Melody says, yes, I am. And I have cleaned for 5 patients so far, our favorite cleans. Isn't that awesome, Melody? Your favorite cleans. You know what? It is the favorite thing my employees do. My employees are like, I'll do any of the patients you want me to do. They sign up for that. How many cleaning companies have people begging you to work? Right? It's rare. But when you service patients and you allow your employees to be a part of the give back process, they get to share in that beautiful moment of helping another human being without expecting payment or anything in return. All right, so Julie says yes. Carmen says yes, I am. Melissa says yes, I am. Sheila, yes. Mari Williams, yes. Erica, yes. Oh my goodness, we have so many faithful, loyal partners here. Lizzie, yes. Heidi, yes. Katie, yes. Oh my goodness. Lindsay is a partner. And I think it says Judith. We are partners. Ernesto is. Wow. Fantastic. I'm going to jump over here to Facebook and make sure I didn't. If you guys, that I was reading from my Zoom link, because it's a little bit hard to manage both technologies, but I'm trying, unless I should have asked Mike over there to manage the Facebook group. But Brandy says yes. And let's see who else. I don't know if there's anybody else on Facebook. Tiffany says, yes, she's a part of the Cleaning for a Reason program. And so does Angel. Angel is a part of the Cleaning for a Reason program. So all of you that are like, well, what is Cleaning for a Reason? Why are they a part of it? Or some of you that are thinking, gee, I thought about joining that. Maybe I should. Look at all the people and the excitement when they declare, yes, I'm a part of Cleaning for a Reason. You know, they're making giving back a part of their brand, a part of their known for. I've built my entire brand locally, my cleaning company's brand. I've built my entire cleaning company brand around this give first mindset, around this brand positioning of giving back. And many, many other cleaning companies around the country have done the same thing. So anyway, I apologize if I missed and was not able to recognize you, but I want to go on and finish talking about what it takes to build a seven-figure income and or a seven-figure empire. And as you can imagine, all of this is tied into giving back. It's all tied into brand positioning. It's tied into being different, not being like everybody else. And being special and being remembered for something that's unusual, like giving away what you do for a living. That's pretty uncommon with most companies, especially service-based companies. So before I go on to the next point, so the very first one, I hope you guys remember, somebody can type it in and tell me if you remember. What's that very first principle? See if somebody can remember and type it in. And while you're typing that in, I want to thank our sponsors, because if I don't, Lucy's going to come in here and strangle me. So again, our corporate sponsors are how we exist. United Laboratories, Unger, C4 Operations, Speed Cleaning, yours truly, Speed Cleaning, Direct Mop Sales, Microfiber Wholesale, as well as Sponge Outlet. So these are our sponsors. We are so grateful for their support, and we encourage you to support them with your business. These are some great businesses that support residential cleaning companies, and you can avail yourself to what they have to offer. So let me go back and wrap it up. Did anybody tell me, let's see if I have any notes in here about what, did somebody answer what was my very first point? Be different. Be different. Don't be like everybody else. Be different. One way you can be different, instead of going home tomorrow night and just watching TV after dinner, come to Dallas and let's flamingle with our cleaning business local partner network that we're going to be doing tomorrow night from 7 to 9. That's one way to be different. All righty. So be different. Being different is uncomfortable. You might have to meet people you don't know. You know what? It's uncomfortable. But comfort is the enemy of extraordinary. If you want to be average, stay comfortable. If you want to be extraordinary, be okay with getting uncomfortable. Be different. Stand out. Don't do what everybody else is doing. All right. So if you want to build wealth and prosperity and quality of life and freedom, you want to have the ability to build a seven-figure empire. These are the steps. So that was the first one, be different. The last four I'll go through very, very quickly. It spells the word more, M-O-R-E. So the second point is master your systems. Now we're going to get practical. Master your systems. If things are chaotic, if things are a mess, if you don't even have structure in your business, it's almost impossible to build profit and revenues and expand and scale your business if it's chaotic and you're winging it every day. Most of us wing it when we first start in business, and that's okay. I was winging it. I didn't even know what a business plan was. I went to the bank one time early on. This was, goodness, 25, 28 years ago. And I tried to borrow money to grow my business, to expand, because I knew I was sitting on a gold mine. And they said, well, you'll need to share your business plan with us for us to lend you money. And I looked at the loan officer at the time, and I said, what's a business plan? So, you know, we all start out winging it. But eventually, if we're going to build that seven-figure empire, if we're going to build a freedom-based business, we have to stop winging it. We have to set up structures and systems, things that work when we're not there, things that still work even on our worst day, all right? Oftentimes, our business works on our best day because we're there making sure that all the spinning plates don't fall. We're catching them as they start to spin out of control. So we have to master our systems. We need to master our processes. If we don't, and we continue to wing it year after year after year, number one, the business owner will never get out of the field. You'll always be doing the cleaning if you wanted to go to the next level. You'll never be able to manage your employees or onboard the right employees or keep them long-term or protect your profits, because that's one of the things that happens. They erode very quickly when you try to grow your business. Your profits can shrink just practically overnight. So master your systems. It's so important. Here's another one. And this, I'm going to speak to the women more than the men, but I really do believe this speaks to everybody. Own your awesome. Own your awesome. A friend of mine is a public speaker, and she was speaking at a women's conference. There were about 300 high-level, high-powered, highly successful executive women at this conference. And the speaker before her asked the group of women, raise your hand if you feel right now today you have everything it takes to succeed more in the role you're in. So whatever they were doing, whether they were the CEO or the vice president or high-level office manager, he asked this group of 300 women, do you have everything you need to succeed in the role you're in? And very few hands went up. And these are very successful women, women that any one of us would look at and go, what? She doesn't have the confidence that she can succeed. And my friend, who was the next speaker to come on, was just amazed because she's looking at the audience and she's seeing less than a dozen hands and 300 women go up saying, I've got everything I need to succeed and move forward in my life. And she spoke after she got on stage a little bit about that and about confidence and owning your awesome. And realizing, you know what, it doesn't really matter where I'm at in my business, what level I'm at, if I'm at seven figures, six figures, or five figures, or three figures. It does not matter where I'm at in business. I am worthy. I am valuable. I matter. I'm important. I'm important to this planet. I'm important to the people around me. My employees need me. My customers need me. I make their lives better. My children, my family, we have to own our awesome. We are so hard on ourselves in this society. And women especially, and I know because I am one, women especially, we are constantly competing with the other woman. We are constantly competing with other people. And when we compete with others, we never measure up. There is always someone prettier, slimmer, more attractive, more successful. There's always someone that when we compare ourselves to, we never, ever measure up. When you own your awesome, you stop comparing yourself to other people. Compare yourself to yourself. How am I doing this year compared to last year? Compete with yourself. Don't compete with others. How am I doing this month compared to last month? When you own your awesome, you're not worried about everybody else. You're worried about, am I doing my best? Am I developing my leadership skills? Am I moving forward in my life? And if I'm not, what areas can I work on? Because I'm worth it. And I am awesome. And I own it. So I'm going to invest in myself. And I'm going to get better. And I'm going to read those books or take those seminars or take a class. And I am going to achieve my goals because I am awesome and I do matter. And I think we have to be reminded of that, especially in a judgmental society, where if you're not rich and you don't live in a big house and you don't drive an expensive car, well, who are you, right? We have to own our awesome and stop comparing ourselves with everybody else. Stop competing with everybody else. Just compete with yourself. Just decide how much better can I be today over how I was yesterday. And just be yesterday. Just be yesterday. So own your awesome. R, relationships. Relationships. When you are building a business, if you want to build a highly successful business, you have to value and understand the importance of relationships. If not, you will end up just having transactions all the time. You know, a transaction is just somebody calls your office and they're like, hey, I need a quote for service. And you give them a price for service. And they're like, well, that sounds good. Can you come Friday? And you're, yeah, we can come Friday. Okay, sign me up. And now it's just a transaction. You know, well, let me get your credit card. And what is your address? And what is your email? Those are all transactions. When you learn to build relationships with people, in every setting, whether it's a telephone quote, an in-home estimate that you go on, whether it's a networking event, when you build relationships, you will succeed more versus spending your days making transactions. Relationships are usually permanent and long-term. Transactions are short-term. So value relationships. This is one of the reasons why I think Cleaning for a Reason has helped so many other cleaning businesses be successful. Because when you give your community that you already serve a chance to have a relationship with a company through a give back program, you literally build a brand that's very relational. I'll give you an example. I was at a networking meeting one time, and someone came up to me and said, "I heard all about your company. You served one of my neighbors." She never met me. We had never met before. She had not used my service before. And here she was giving me a compliment about my business. We already had kind of a relationship going, and she wasn't even a customer. And I remember another time I stood up in a networking meeting. I've done lots of networking. And it was in January. And, you know, the first of the year, all the networking meetings are filled with lots of business owners who are like, "Yeah, I'm going to come more often and try to build my business this year." And I remember there's another cleaning service in the networking room. And she stood up. She was very popular. She was more known than I was. This was 12 years ago, and I wasn't very active in this group. And she stood up and she said, "I have a big announcement, everybody. I'm so excited. I have a big announcement." And she said, "ABC Cleaning," which was her company. It's not literally ABC, but she says, "XYZ Cleaning Company, we are going green as of January 1st. And, you know, there were a few nods, and, you know, she was excited. And it was, you know, it was great. Good for them. My company is green. But then when it got time for me to stand up and do my 30-second commercial, and this was over 10 years ago, this was closer to 12 years ago when I first launched, I talked about Cleaning for a Reason and how we serve women in our community by providing free house cleaning, and how we were recruiting other cleaning services around the country to do the same thing. Two companies, both making an announcement. I got a standing ovation, and I was new in that group. People didn't really know me. I got a standing ovation. And the announcement about green cleaning, although it's an amazing thing, because I fully support and believe in green cleaning. In fact, we manufacture green cleaning products at Speed Cleaning, and I use them myself. It built relationships in that room when I talked about solving problems of people they care about. It could have been their mother. It could have been their sister. It could have been their favorite aunt or their dear neighbor or their son's school teacher who needed a free cleaning. And those relationships are what people remember, not transactions. And I'll never forget how that felt. To have this room full of people, my peers, my colleagues in my community, give me a standing ovation just because I was announcing a program that we were doing in our community. And the relationships are what help you to succeed, not the transactions. The last one I want to share, M-O-R-E, be eternity minded. Be eternal minded. So many times businesses are short-sighted. They're thinking about today. I know in the early days of launching Cleaning for a Reason, people would say, "Well, I might join that program someday, but I really can't afford that right now." You know, we're stuck in survival mode. We're stuck in, "Well, I need everything I can get right now." You know, we're stuck in that mode of operation where we're not thinking about the eternal rewards or the personal rewards or the satisfaction of just helping another human being. The opportunity to make somebody else's life better when we did not get paid for it, which is a much more fulfilling and rewarding opportunity than getting paid for every single thing we do. Part of the steps to success is having not a short mindset, but a long-term mindset and thinking eternal-minded. I truly believe when you adopt a give-first mindset, when you adopt let me give philosophy, what'll happen is you all of a sudden receive, and it's usually tenfold. You receive more than you gave. I don't believe you can outgive giving. Now, your receiving may come back in different ways. Doesn't mean dollar bills will fall out of the sky. It comes in different ways. But when you have this give first mentality, this I'm just here to serve, I'm just here to help, who else can I help? When you adopt that eternity mindset, the receiving comes back far greater than you ever imagined, and I believe greater than it would have been if you had that scarcity mindset, the mindset that says, well, I can't join that program. I can barely pay myself. I'm not going to give away a free cleaning. What happens magically when you give, you magically receive. And I don't understand how it works, but I do know it works. And I believe every Cleaning for Reason partner on this broadcast today would attest to the same thing, that they gave and they gave and they gave, but the receiving was tenfold. I'll give you some examples. I could never have guessed or predicted in a million years the unbelievable amounts of media and publicity and local press that I've gotten for my own cleaning company. Not only local press, of course, but I've received national press. I could never have afforded that kind of marketing and PR that has come my way as a result. A newspaper in my local community wanting to do a story. This October, I have several of the advertisers I spend money with all year long as a cleaning company. I have several of my advertisers donating pro bono, expensive, glossy, pink, Cleaning for Reason themed promotional ads that will go out during the month of October, reminding the community, hey, Buckets and Bows Maid Service is here to serve free house cleaning to women and families battling cancer. And these are pieces that my vendors that I, you know, my advertisers that I spend money with all year are donating. That's thousands and thousands of dollars worth of free advertisement that they're just giving to me because they want to give back because our company is giving. So you see all that giving somehow ends up creates having and receiving. And you can't plan these things. I don't believe you can fake them. If you're fake, people can spot a mile away, a fake. But these are just the things that happen when you make giving a part of your brand, a part of your life, a part of your philosophy. And I truly believe that's one of the steps to succeeding and building a successful empire, is having that abundance mindset versus the stingy mindset that says, well, I can't do anything for others right now, but maybe later, right? And I'm not saying you do it because you're stingy. I'm saying oftentimes we do it because we're desperate and we're struggling. But the truth is, the steps to success, one of them is having that eternal mindset. And that is one of the pieces of the puzzle to stop struggling, is to start giving. And it is counterintuitive. It seems like the opposite could be true, but it is true. And if you ask anybody who's involved in giving, they will tell you the same thing, that giving results in receiving. It is what it is. So one more thing I want to share with you. And one of the ways that I do give back is through training for cleaning business owners. So here's a quick quote I wanted to read you. Only by giving are you able to receive more than you already have. So one of the ways that I give is I donate my time to cleaning ARCSI and cleaning business owners by doing free trainings at their annual trade shows and conventions. I've done this forever. I never get paid. I always donate my time and come and speak for free. And so ARCSI, in partnership with Cleaning for a Reason, is putting on a live event. I don't get paid for this. I'll be doing a full day training for ARCSI and ISSA and Cleaning for a Reason called Cleaning Business Profits Bootcamp, the Cleaning Business Profits Bootcamp. And trust me, it is worth the unbelievable price of the admission. For $197, if you have never attended a convention, an ISSA convention or an ARCSI conference, if you've never attended as a brand new first timer, Ernie Hartung, the executive director at ARCSI, has created a very special price for first time attendees only. And if you go to Cleaning Business Profits Bootcamp, you get to register for this full day event for $197. And if any of you that have attended my live events, you know I charge a lot more than that. And this is worth every penny. And if you go to Cleaning Business Profits Bootcamp, you'll see the itinerary of what we're going to cover. It is a full day of training, and it's specific training to help you build your business. We're going to talk about employee hiring and training. And then we're going to also talk about client attraction. And there's an opportunity for you to upgrade if you want to be a part of the VIP lunches that we'll be doing. It's Lunch with Debbie. And or you can not do the VIP upgrade and just attend. CleaningBusinessProfitsBootcamp.com is where you learn all about the event. And then when you click to get more information, we'll take you to the registration page. But I urge you to attend. I want you to think about, well, how can I be different this year? How can I be different? If every year you've said, well, I don't think I can afford to travel, or I don't think I can get away from my business. I mean, this is a Monday, October 29th. It's a Monday. Fly in on Sunday, do the seminar all day on Monday. Take advantage of the free pass to see the largest trade show in the world for the cleaning industry on Tuesday. So Ernie has worked it out where ISSA will allow you to be on the trade show floor on the opening day Tuesday. So for $197, you get to get a full day of business training for yourself. You know, no telling how much more money you'll make when you go back and implement some of the things you learn to more than cover your costs of travel and attendance. And then you get a pass to attend the opening day on the ISSA trade show floor of the convention. So you will love it. This is my give back. I'm doing this without payment to give back to our community, the Cleaning for Reason partners who have never experienced the ARCSI ISSA trade show and convention. You will absolutely love it. And this is our give back to you. So one of my favorite speakers of all time, Zig Ziglar, one of his best quotes ever is, "You can have everything in life you want if you will just help enough other people get what they want." And that is my philosophy. I want to help you get what you want in business. I want to help you grow. I want to help you reach your dreams and your goals. And I've been given so much opportunity because of Cleaning for Reason. I want to see you take advantage of opportunity because of Cleaning for Reason, because of your partnership with this program, because of your heart for giving. I want to see you get what you want in life so that you have more of you to give to the people you love in your life. So, Zig Ziglar, you can have everything in life you want if you will just help enough other people get what they want. Success leaves clues. If you want to build a seven-figure income, you have to do different. You can't be like everybody else. You have to master your systems. You need to own your awesome. You need to build relationships with your brand. And you need to have an eternal mindset. Have that give first mindset instead of the typical, usual, take first and take as much as you can. So I hope this was helpful. I hope this inspires you. I hope this causes you to consider coming to Dallas and joining us for that full training day. You will never get it for $197, a day of training from me outside of this environment. So I hope that this causes you to do something different this year and come and join us. And I hope that this is giving you some information and some steps to move forward. And if you move forward in your business, if your business grows, if you're more successful tomorrow than you were today, and even more successful than you were last week, then I know you will continue to be a part of Cleaning for a Reason. And you'll have the resources to continue to serve more patients in your community. And we'll together be able to help Mike with his vision, our new executive director. Together, all of us will be able to serve more families than we've ever served before. You've already helped us serve 30,000 people with cancer. Well, let's turn that into 60,000 or 100,000. What an amazing opportunity we have if we have a give first mentality, we use our business for good, and we succeed in ways we've never succeeded before, so we can do more good for more people. What a great thing. You end your life loving where you've been and what you've done instead of regretting where you are and what you never achieved. So let's do that together. I hope I see you in Dallas, October 29th. I hope I see you tomorrow night at the Flamingo networking event for local Cleaning for a Reason partners and any other cleaning service in the Metroplex. You don't even have to be a partner. Come and join us 7 to 9 in Louisville. So I'll open it up for Q&A. If you are in the Zoom link and you want to post a question, please post a question. And it really is 5 o'clock, so I'll just take a couple of questions and then we'll sign off. But let's see here. Are there any questions about tomorrow night's event or the upcoming Cleaning Business Profits Boot Camp? Given it, okay, so Sheila says, give and it shall be given. Good measure, pressed down. And where is it again? Pressed down, shaken together, and running over. That's God's way. That is so true. That is so true. Given it shall be given. You know what? We give in scarcity, we reap in scarcity. Okay, Kim says that was so inspiring. Thank you, Kim. And Mari says, thank you. You're such an inspiration. Thank you, guys. So if there aren't any questions there, let me just double check the live feed on Facebook and see if there's any questions. I don't want to miss anything. But I just want to thank all of you for participating. I know you're busy business owners, and to take time out of your day, it's hard. It's challenging. So I'm glad you did it. I'm glad you did something different than just answer another phone call or go on another estimate. Okay, Heidi says, when is your book coming out? You know what? I've been asking that myself. As soon as I stop procrastinating. So my goal was this spring, but I'm a little worried that I won't reach it. But my goal is this spring, so we'll see. Okay, so Lisa says, I registered to become a member. What are the next steps? A member of Cleaning for a Reason. Lisa, if you signed up, you'll be hearing from someone at the Cleaning for a Reason headquarters to do kind of an onboarding orientation call with you. If you don't hear from them, please send just a little note to info@cleaningforreason.org. But thank you for signing up. That is so fantastic. All righty. Who else do we have? Any more questions? Okay, you guys are welcome. I see several thank yous. I don't see any questions, so I'm going to sign off. I want to thank Mike Geese again for coming down from Chicago to hot Texas, and he's waving in the background. Come over here and say hello to everybody. Say goodbye to everybody. And you guys, grow with us. We can't wait to see you in Dallas. Bye. That's Mike. And Mike has some really special things planned in Dallas for Indeed. Cleaning for a Reason. You do not want to miss this. You do not want to miss this. For us, it's a historical opportunity. So you want to say goodbye?
Bye, everybody.
All right. Thank you. Thanks so much for joining us. Take care. Have a great evening. Stop the live stream and end the meeting. Bye, everyone.